Madtown Mom Squad.
Mom!
Yes, indeed, it is that time once again at Madison that we bring you beautiful moms having real conversations today with the Madtown Mom Squad. I am super excited to welcome back Shanna Powell. You are not only a mother of five beautiful kids, honey, you still have time to make cookies. How are you, honey?
I do make cookies sometimes. I'm good.
Yeah,
good.
So you have a special birthday shout out.
I do. I want to give a happy half birthday to my daughter, Naya, at the 4K in the 4K classroom at La Petite Academy this morning.
Yay.
Her birthday's in June, but they do it now for a half birthday. So she can still do the whole birthday crown, all that stuff. So happy birthday, baby.
Love you, girl. Also, welcome. She's not only saving lives each and every day, she loves to play herself some Monopoly. What's up, Dr. Jazz?
Hello.
Hey, honey. Yay. Looking beautiful as ever. And it is true, she is a mother of two, under two, and also TV host on Wisconsin Women. Say hello to Miss Karina Craid.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, girl.
Happy Wednesday.
I know, right?
Right? Finally. It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it is Wednesday. By the way, we are on Facebook Live, so make sure you check us out at Madtown Mom Squad. Also, 3210931. Get ready, because Karina, today you have chosen our topic.
I did. I decided, you know what? Let's talk about something we don't always talk about, our birth stories. Mm. You know, the details. And you know, it's funny, when we talk about having a baby, we talk about showers, we talk about what we need for the baby. Yeah. Do we talk about those 12 to possibly 48 hours that, like, you know, really painful, emotional. Mm-hmm. I mean, this tests a woman, a mama, right?
Yeah.
And a partner, too.
Yeah.
So this is what I want to talk about and see what you guys are thinking, you know, as moms of two and five. But, you know, I had two very different birth stories. Unplanned C-section. So definitely not what I was looking for. Second was a VBAC and vacuum. So any guy that doesn't have a kid is probably thinking, what the heck is a vacuum?
Yeah.
It's not exactly what
you think
it is. It's scary.
Yeah.
So, you know, not what I was expecting. And it was crazy. So, I mean, what were some of your birth stories?
That's a good call. Dr. Jazz?
Yes. So my first birth story, I wanted to feel the pain and be a natural woman. So I did pain, no epidural or anything for my son. I made it through that, but I did have to have a vacuum at the end because his heart rate started to drop. So that was scary, but he turned out okay. And then my second child, she was actually born at 25 weeks. I was due January 2nd. She came out September 20th. She was a preemie, so completely unexpected. But she survived and made it home after 3 months, and now she's 8. And then my last baby, I had a repeat C-section. And so that went pretty much as planned.
Wow.
Well, and you know, I think that's what's cool about, you know, everyone's story is it's unique. And even from child to child, it's unique. And that, you know, we can't prepare for stuff like that.
No.
And we do need that kind of emotional support from mamas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. You know, when I was pregnant with Gia, you know, I did not watch whatsoever a C-section video. I did not want anything to do with that. I was going to have her natural. And lo and behold, I was in the hospital for, I was in the hospital for 32 hours in labor with Gia. And lo and behold, she was faced up. So after all that time with the epidural, all that water breaking, the doctor comes in and he's like, you know, Krista, you know, I know you worked really hard and you did a great job, but she's just not going to come out that way. I was like, and I broke down. I was like a complete mess.
Yeah.
And I had her induced because I did not want my daughter born on 420. I know what that day is about. So I was like, you are not being born on that day. So
yeah, oh my gosh.
It was emotional. I felt like I did. I felt like I had failed.
Yeah. And, you know, why is that? Why do we put we don't talk about the birth story, but then we put so much pressure under the covers about it. And I think that's what we need to kind of break, right?
Yeah.
We need to break.
No,
and then even the words natural, like one of my favorite quotes from a birthing coach of mine was, you know, every birth is natural.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter how this baby comes out. You just really need to focus on the health of the baby, the health of the mama, and really the health of the partner, too.
Yeah.
Definitely. If you have questions, 3210931. Or if you have a, you know, opinion on this, you know, experience. But it is true. We all had, you know, our time and excitement of this is how I wanted it to go. I mean, Dr. Jazz, what you went through is very scary.
Yeah, it was extremely scary. And I felt that my body failed me. And I let my entire family down. I let my everyone down, the baby down, because it felt like my body couldn't carry this beautiful, natural 9-month birth. I just went in. I had a sharp pain when I was in class. I was actually in class for medical school, and I had a sharp pain. I called the doctor. They said, "Oh, it's just Braxton Hicks contractions." And I'm like, "Okay." And I laid there for 2 hours, and it just got a lot worse. And then I saw blood, and I went into the emergency room, and they said, "You're 10 centimeters dilated. The bag of water is bulging. This baby's coming now." Wow. And so I had her within like 4 hours of that whole experience. It definitely was scary, but and it was hard for me to talk about at first, but then now I'm to the point where I can and actually bring awareness to premature labor and the different things that can go. And I think that because we only see the perfect, beautiful stories on Facebook or on
the
social
nice
media,
pictures.
Then that makes it seem like that's what's normal. But I like what you said, to celebrate all types of deliveries, because it's just having that baby come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's I have five, so I'll try to sum them all up. They were all fairly routine-ish. Madeline, my oldest, was 32 hours. It was excruciating. And I had epidurals with all five. I am not ashamed to say that, because like you said, it's all natural. I birthed all of them vaginally. I did. But Naya and Willow, my last two, were extremely small. They were also born early because they, I think they call it failure to thrive. And that, there again, I felt like I'd failed. I'm like, why can't my body sustain these babies anymore? And I think I was just getting older, and I think my body was like, just like, you're done. And they were healthy. They were just small. But I get when you say that, it really kind of rang true, because I did feel like that. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I feel like I'm eating right. I'm you know, I'm working still. I'm not just sitting around. And, you know, they were only born like 3 weeks early, so nothing is extreme. But still, I was like, they weren't moving a lot, and they were just tiny. And they came out, and they were fine. But they were all, you know, 24 hours, 26 hours. Never had a short delivery ever. But induced like 3 times, and it's still awesome. I mean, it's beautiful. I've watched my daughter give birth. That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. It's so much different when you see it, when you're doing it. I cried. I mean, of course I cried, but it was just awesome. Our bodies are amazing.
Yeah. Now, do you guys write down your birth stories?
Oh, I just have it in my head. Yeah, like, I remember writing a journal, though, during the pregnancy.
I did one
you know
of those
I mean?
With
during
one
your...
of them. I don't remember which kid, but I did. I started it.
I do remember
for the
that.
First one.
Probably the first one.
I do a video log as I was wheeled into the C-section room. I'm actually in the C-section operating room with my camera like, "Hey, everyone,
oh, that's
I'm getting
cool.
my IV now." I record, and then I handed my, with this last baby that I had a C-section, I handed my video camera to the nurse, actually took it, and she recorded them actually cutting the baby out.
Oh, wow. Gosh.
And I was like, I have that video.
That's wonderful.
That's so cool.
And but good not to everyone. Celebrate it.
Yeah.
We have to celebrate it in all different ways and all different forms. And like, you know, I feel kind of sad that a lot of times women talk about their birth stories like, oh, you know, I failed, or I didn't want to talk about it. And I would love to just figure out, how do we break that cycle? How do we celebrate it instead? And because I was very similar, I mourned my C-section. I was unplanned, and it was really sad for me. I felt like I'd failed so much, so many aspects of this birth story. And you know, the best advice I can give to people, if you are pregnant and you're thinking about your birth story, pencil it in. If you're going to write it down, make sure that's not an ink, because it's going to change.
That's right, honey. That's right.
It's going to change.
Well, and with the C-section, like, that happens like right away. I mean, do you remember how fast they swarm you into that room? You got like 6 nurses around you. I remember them putting needles in my arm. My veins were rolling, so they put the IV in like 5 times. I'm like, what is going on? It was like, it was
big
crazy.
Lights. You felt like you're in Grey's Anatomy, but not, you know, with all the fun production stuff.
Dr. Chaz, you know, you live this. This is what you do.
Yes, I love it. I have one of the best jobs ever, being able to see life come into the world every day. So that's pretty awesome. But I think it is important that, and I'm really thinking about your question, Karina, how can we support each other? And I think just having these conversations beforehand, saying like, "Hey, I had a C-section, it's okay," or
"And I'm so
talking
proud
about
of you."
Let's say
that to women.
Very much so. And that is what we are continuing with this conversation. If you would love to share your stories, hit us up at 321-0931. Also, we're on Facebook Live, so if you have questions, of course, Dr. Jazz is here. We have Shanna and, of course, Karina. More to come with the Madtown Mom Squad next with Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.
Madtown Mom Squad.
Mom!
Mom!
Yes, we are continuing with the Madtown Mom Squad here in the house. We got Karina Crade, Shanna Powell, and Dr. Jazz. And of course, our big discussion today is all about the birth and did it plan out the way you thought, right, Karina?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's such a great discussion because we talk about kind of the before and then the after. And moms are kind of left feeling like, well, did I get what I wanted in the birth plan? Did I, you know, fail is a word that seems to come up a lot.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
let's crash that.
Very much so. 3210931. We are on Facebook Live as well. Thanks to Jeff. We just had a dad call in and tell us about his experience. And it's very true. We should touch base on the dads. But we have a mommy on the phone right now. Good morning. Who is this?
Shamika.
Hi, girl. Tell us what's going on.
So I have four kids, three daughters, and finally a son. So, like, we had just kind of given up on the fact that we would ever have a son until last year, and I found out I was pregnant. So we were super excited, but then, like, my pregnancy just took a turn. So pretty close, like, maybe like 12 weeks, I was hospitalized because my blood pressure was already through the roof. So they were keeping me a close eye. I was on bed rest at like 20-something weeks. But then my son was born at 32 weeks, and I just felt devastated. Like, my husband was so excited to finally have a son, but my body was like fighting against me. So I feel like I almost went into a depression where it was like, is my son going to make it? If he doesn't, then it's going to be my fault. I can't give my husband what, you know, the number one thing that he wants is to be able to raise a son. So anyway, he was born at 32 weeks, and he weighed 2 pounds, 14 ounces. He's 6 pounds now, and I'm super, super excited because he's doing an amazing job growing now. But you definitely feel like your body is against you. And then it's almost like no one really understands what you're going through because you're surrounded by people who, you know, have these beautiful pregnancies, and, you know, they don't really understand that, like, you're fighting for your life, your baby's fighting for their life, and then you almost feel like a failure.
I want to give you a hug.
I know.
You're
not a failure. Yeah, much love.
You are amazing.
Yeah, I just want to say that thank you for sharing your story, and I definitely can relate. As I was mentioning earlier, my baby was born as a 25-week or 25-0, 1.5 pounds, and I felt those same feelings. I went through a depression, felt like I wanted to give up. I felt my body failed me. But one of the things that I would say helped me through is just make sure you find somebody you can talk to about it. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed to talk about it. If you need to get a therapist to talk to, whether it's a friend, do things to keep you happy, even though all your focus is on that baby. Make sure you take time for self-care, journal, do whatever you have to do, but just know you're not alone, and stay encouraged.
Yes, girl.
I'm gonna post some pictures.
That I have a strong partner because you know, when you have those weak moments, or, you know, quote unquote weak moments, you don't have to feel like you're going through it alone. But you know, in the back of your mind, as a woman, as a mother, like, you can't help but to feel like that.
Right. Aww. And it's okay to feel like that.
It's
just, you know, not making yourself feel bad for feeling bad. It's okay not to be okay sometimes.
And absolutely, you know, it's such a beautiful thing to be talking about this.
Yeah.
I think
right.
that, you know, just sharing your story, you're probably helping another woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having someone else say,
you
know, I need to talk about this. Yeah. So thanks for opening up.
Vulnerability is a beautiful thing because it helps so many. So, girl, we show you much love and appreciate you calling. Keep strong, all right?
Thank you.
All right, love. I super appreciate it. Very much so, yeah.
Well, you know,
very good.
I loved what she mentioned, too, about, you know, her partner and, you know, and having that support, too. Because, I mean, husbands have their birth stories, too. I mean, my husband has mentioned multiple times that was so hard for him to watch something that he could not fix or take on.
Yeah.
And he even mentioned that with the second time around. He goes, you know, sometimes I wish I could just take all the pain from you and do it. And I'm like, well, biologically, honey, that's not possible.
Honey, I mean, I would love for you to.
Otherwise, we want to give you all 9 months. Yeah. But, you know, I think there is that birth story, the husbands and the partners.
Yeah, very much
you know,
so.
And their journey, their fears, too. So
93.1 Jams, good morning. Who's this?
Oh, my God, I'm on the radio. I got you. Okay, my name's
Nicole. Hi, honey.
Hi.
Welcome to the Madtown Mom Squad. What's your question?
Okay, so I don't have a question. I actually was driving, and I heard you guys were talking about moms and giving birth and all that stuff. So I wanted to share my story, which I never really actually got to.
Aw, go ahead.
Okay, so I got pregnant unexpectedly, just, like, really random. And I went through my pregnancy, and I had my baby at 5.5 months.
Wow.
And it was really, really, really hard. Like, I don't know. It was really one of the hardest things that I've ever went through. And I didn't really understand, like, the body or, like, how it works or anything like that, because I've never been pregnant before. This was my first pregnancy. So I didn't really know anything about it, and I was, like, pretty much going through my pregnancy by myself. I did have my child's father with me on the side, but when I gave birth, he was not there. And so I only had my sister and my dad there with me, and then my family kind of came in as it was happening, but it was really unexpected, and I had it at, like, I had him at home, and I was basically, I feel like I was in labor the whole time. I started having a sharp pain at 9 weeks, I believe, and I would literally go to the doctor, like, every week, and they just kept telling me I was constipated. And I feel like this happens to, like, a lot of moms, and it just goes unnoticed, you know? And I feel like my story pretty much has gotten, like, brushed away. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just never really got to talk about it. I went live on Facebook once, but this is kind of cool because I recently opened up my own nail salon on East Wash.
Congratulations for you.
Thank you. So I do nails. I actually just graduated from East West Healing Arts in Madison.
Yes, girl.
Go ahead.
It is like the best school. I was depressed for, I'd say, like a year to a year and a half. And I, we have this thing in school, and it's called myofascial unwinding release.
Yeah, girl.
I swear to God, it changed my life. Like, I was depressed until that moment.
Well, listen, and honey, the power that you are continuing with, not only yourself, but with the education career, you're doing it all. Yeah. And for you to share your story with us today, we feel very honored.
I'm so thankful that I got to get through, and, like, I've never really got to get through on the radio.
It was meant to be.
I feel like this is meant to be. Yeah. I just really want to be there for moms who have went through this. And I'm trying to start a group or, you know, something for moms that do go through this. Don't have no one to talk to.
Well, you have us here, honey. Yeah, you have us each and every Wednesday.
I feel like if you guys could help me to connect with other moms that are going through this, I would really appreciate it.
Well, that is what we're here for. Thank you, love. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Bye, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that is our time, honey. That is, again, the conversation is a good one.
Yeah, and I think it's wonderful. I just want to really quickly end on a quote.
Love it.
Just for all the moms out there listening and all the partners as well, because we all here to support. Yeah. A quote is, her body didn't fail her. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. Being a good mother isn't about how you bring life into the world. It's about how you love and sacrifice yourself for that life.
So good.
Beautiful.
Love it. Again, Karina Craid, Shanna Powell, and Dr. Jazz. A phenomenal segment today. Again, as a mom, you have this vision of your birth and the entire experience, but life happens, and that's not always true for so many moms. So much strength and power. And again, follow us, please, at madtownjams.com, Madtown Mom Squad, on our Facebook page, also on our Instagram page, Madtown Mom Squad. Each and every Wednesday, these beautiful moms will share the airwaves with myself. We appreciate your time. More to come next week again. So, Dr. Chaz, love you.
Thanks, guys.
Love you. Tell that last caller to connect with us offline, and we can help
get
connected.
Yeah. Absolutely. There you have it. It's Kristen in the Morning Rush.
Madtown Mom Squad.
Rush to work.